同心颂赞主的神名，他真配得我们敬拜尊崇。我们同心高举举起圣洁手，同声颂赞主神名，颂赞主神名，同心颂赞主的神名，同心颂赞主的神名，他真配得我们敬拜尊崇。我们同心合一举起圣洁手，同声颂赞主神名，颂扬主神名，同心颂扬主的神名。
至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把 律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。可见从此以后，你们不是奴仆，乃是儿子，既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
天父，你满有怜悯，满有慈爱，饶恕的恩典，以放我的心，慈爱双手紧紧拥抱我。阿爸天父，阿爸天父，从我心深处呼求你名字，打开心门，领受你大爱。你是最爱我的阿爸父，阿爸天父，阿爸天父，从我心深处呼求你名字，高举双手领受你的应许，阿爸天父，我 真爱你，天父，你满有慈爱，靠近一切寻求你的儿女。我的心何等渴慕你，回转向小孩子亲近你。阿爸天父，阿爸天父，从我心深处我求你阿爸，打开心门领受你的爱，你是最爱我的阿爸父，阿爸天父，阿爸天父，从我心深处呼叫你阿爸，高举双手领受你的许，阿爸天父，我真爱你，阿爸天父，阿爸天父，从我心深处呼叫你阿爸，打开心门领受你的爱，你是最爱我的阿爸父，阿爸天父，阿爸天父，从我心深处呼叫你阿爸，高举双手领受你应许，阿爸天父，我真爱你。
慈爱的天父，我们带着感恩的心来到你的施恩宝座面前，因为你是配得颂赞和感恩。主啊，你创造宇宙万物，赐我们生命的气息，你更设立了基督里的恩典，让我们在基督里的恩典能够与你和好。主啊，真的是谢谢你，我们因着基督的恩典能够有这样子的福分，口称父神为阿爸父。主啊，这是何等大的一个恩典。主，我们也谢谢你所赐的圣灵保惠师，让我们能够为罪、为义、为审判我们自己责备自己，又在基督里面找到了一条又新又活的道路，也是因着圣灵的帮助，让我们能够口称耶稣基督是主。主啊，这都是你自己的恩典，这都是你自己的计划。主啊，我们猜不透，可是我们谢谢你，我们是藏身在你自己的慈爱和恩典当中。你的心意也是让我们每一个人都开启我们的心，用心灵和诚实来敬拜你。主啊，让我们全体会众就带着一个感恩的心，我们一起用主导文在今天父亲节我们向你献上祷告。我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上，我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们，免我们的债如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。阿们。请坐。接下来由儿童事工部的布偶剧团来为我们献出主日学超棒。
Good night, y'all. I'm gonna try to reach you. Class is now in session. Pay attention to the teacher. We're going through the book. Love the Lord with all your heart and mind and soul and strength. To fear the Lord is wisdom. To serve the Lord divine. But to really break it down, just repeat these words of mine.
Say, I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
Paper. The lesson now begins. First up, church artillery. We are at war with sin. God trains us to evangelists, apostles, prophets too. Pastors, teachers, five and all. We got work to do. The sermon comes interpretation, prophecy, and faith. Wisdom, knowledge, healing, miracles. Yeah, those are great. These gifts are like atomic bombs. They make the word explode. But they just don't mean nothing unless you know the code.
That code is I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
万膝都当跪拜，万口都要称颂耶稣基督是主。
就听我祷告，留心听我的呼求，因你的心事和公义来应允我。耶和华，求你赐恩典，把人生历练，当洪水泛滥之日，你作王掌权，
早晨我要听你指引，因我依靠你，使我当知当行天路，因我仰望你，教导我遵行你旨意，因你是我神，叫我得知你道路，因我等候你。
请大家起立，我们一起领受神的话语。今天要宣读的经文有两段，第一段在《生命记》十一章十八到二十五节。你们要将我这话存在心内，留在意中，记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，也要教训你们的儿女，无论坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，又要写在房屋的门框上并城门上，使你们和你们子孙的日子，在耶和华向你们列祖起誓应许给他们的地上得以增多，如天覆地的日子那样多。你们若留意遵守，遵行我所吩咐这一切的诫命，爱耶和华你们的神，行他的道，专靠他，他必从你们面前赶出这一切国民，就是比你们更大更强的国民，你们也要得他们的地。凡你们脚掌所踏之地，都必归你们，从旷野和黎巴嫩并伯拉大河直到西海，都要做你们的境界，必无一人能在你们面前站立得住。耶和华你们的神必照他所说的，使惧怕惊恐临到他们所踏之地的居民。第二段经文在以弗所书六章四节。你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。感谢神的话语，请坐。
弟兄姐妹们好，我想今天是父亲节的时候，我想特别的是在这个时候代表教会向所有的做父亲的问安。我想我们虽然做父亲的在父亲节的时候我们没有像母亲节的时候我们得到一朵花，但是我们看见刚刚小朋友在这里的演出，我想我们真是知道说我们在我们家中的孩子们，还有我们这些已经成人的，我们还是做儿女的，我们都会纪念我们的父母。让我们一起来用一个祷告的心一起来敬拜。慈爱圣洁公义的天父啊，在我们这个父亲节的日子，让我们再一次献上我们对神天父你的感恩和赞美，求你感谢你赐下你的独生爱子耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上，来这里见证你的大爱和全能，为我们的过犯死在十字架上，成了我们救赎的挽回祭。这是何等奇妙的恩惠和怜悯，何等长阔高深的大爱。主啊，你真是我们的天父，借着耶稣基督让我们成为你的儿女，我们是何等的荣幸。我们在这里把我们完全的赞美献上，求你悦纳。感谢神你赐我们生命气息，也感谢你亲自的设立一男一女的婚姻家庭，感谢你也记着你的话语教导我们做弟兄的如何成为妻子的好丈夫，如何成为儿女的好父亲。求圣灵和你的圣言引领光照我们，使我们在这个真理被扭曲被挑战的末世不离开你的真道。求主你帮助我们成为合你心意的好父亲， 成为懂得感恩的好儿女，愿你的名得到荣耀。天父啊，我们在这里把我们的教会仰望在你的大能恩手中，求你亲自引领和你心意的牧者来到我们当中。我们在这个时候也特别的求神，在朱牧师寻找他未来的新的服事工厂的时候，按照你所赐给他的恩赐来供应他，满有天父你的恩惠与他们同在。主，我们在这个时候也把我们2014年度的执事同工的需要带到天父的面前，求神亲自的引领感动新的同工们一起来在神的家中服事。天父啊，我们在这个时候也把在外探亲访友的众弟兄姐妹都仰望在你的手中，求主你保守他们进出的平安，也赐他们向家人和亲友传讲福音的心智。感谢神在过去的3年的当中特别的引领供应 Raji Lan 他的在神学院的读书，他现在已经完成他的学业，下个月开始要在加州的教会做大学事工的牧者。我们求主你继续的引领看顾他前面的道路，也求神特别的看顾李长老和 Betty 他们这个周末在加州参加毕业典礼的旅程。在此我们也特别为我们当中身体有软弱的肢体向神献上我们的祈求。天父啊，我们在这个时候特别把我们仁爱团契的林东荣弟兄，我们特别的仰望在你的手中，求主怜悯医治他。他在过去的一个礼拜里边，他的脑部有严重的出血，感谢神让他在经过了2次的紧急手术之后，从昨天开始他的病情开始有稳定，他今天已经能够恢复知觉，也能够做一些能够跟人有一些互动。求主继续的保守看顾他前面的治疗和恢复的过程，我们把他放在主的恩手当中，我们也把他们的家人放在主的恩手当中，求主特别的带领看顾，也求主继续的看顾卫兵姐妹，使医生有智慧来医治他，排除他胸腔的积水。感谢神，白小燕姐妹上个礼拜一她经过一段的治疗能够回到家中，现在在家中休养。感谢神你赐给她极大的平安，也感谢神让她有一个感恩的心。求主真是继续的带领医生下一步的治疗。主啊，我们知道他的脑部仍然有积水有疼痛，我们就把他特别的仰望在主的手中，求主你亲自的医治他，求主你成为他的安慰。我们也把他的先生远明弟兄仰望在你的手中，求主你特别的坚固他的信心，也保守他在上海的工作。感谢神，今天我们能够再一次的这个谢传道能够来到我们当中，能够下面要分享神的话语。我们把他在这个教会的服事，把他个人的成长，我们都仰望在主的手中，求主你特别的恩待他，也求主你真是借着各样的机会也炼造他。主啊，我们在这个时候我们也特别的是把在这里第一次做翻译的景琳娜姐妹仰望在你的手中，在他下面的翻译的当中，求主与他同在，特别的帮助他。愿上帝天父悦纳我们的赞美，愿神承听我们的祷告。以上祷告是靠我主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
好，下面把时间交给谢传道。
Good morning. feels kind of weird without the podium.
感觉有点奇怪，站在这个讲台上。
I just came back from Whirlwind about a week and a half ago.
我差不多在一个半星期前从那个 Whirlwind 短宣回来。
We stayed there 11 days with children.
我们在那儿待了差不多11天。
We have a vacation Bible school program.
我们在那有一个暑期圣经学校。
We teach and we play with the kids.
我们在那里有教导，我们也跟小孩们一起玩耍。
There's a lot of hugs.
我们那里有很多大家一起互彼此的拥抱。
There's a lot of sitting on laps.
甚至有些小孩都坐在我们的膝盖上。
There's a lot of joy.
有非常多的喜乐。
And when we were leaving on the last day, something really hit me.
在我们就将离开的时候，有很多想法就激荡在我的脑子里。
The kids always ask, when are you coming back?
那些孩子期待地问我们，你们什么时候再来呀？
We're their favorite group.
我们是他们最喜爱的一群。
They say that we're their favorite group because we spend time with them.
他们喜爱我们是因为我们跟他们花了很多时间。
Some groups come and give toys.
有些群体去了就是给他们玩具。
But they don't really play with the kids.
但他们又真正地和他们一起玩耍。
Or they play with the kids, but only very little.
可能他们跟他们一起玩了，但是只是很短的一段时间。
We're the group that comes and spends the most time with them.
我们是跟他们一起玩的最长的一个群体。
And so they want to see us the most.
他们最想看到我们。
When they ask, "When are you coming back?" I have to think.
当他问我们，哎呀，你什么时候再来呀？我得想一想。
Sometimes I don't know.
有时候我就说我不知道。
And you look in the child's eyes and say, "I don't know when I'm going to come back."
当你看着那些小孩期待的眼睛，就说：“我不知道我什么时候能再来。”
And I wondered why can't we go more often?
那我就想，为什么不能再更经常的去那些地方呢？
My natural reaction is we're busy.
我很自然的反应说：“哎呀，我太忙了，我们太忙了。”
But then I have to wonder what am I so busy with?
那我就不仅再问自己，那我到底在忙些什么呢？
Years ago, when I was reading this verse,
很多年前我在读这段经文的时候。
I always thought I was the good soil.
我经常觉得我自己是那好的土壤。
But when I read it again, I realized I was not.
当我再读的时候，我就想，其实我不是。
I have to read it off there. We don't have the monitor.
我可能要从那个屏幕上的，因为我没有那个监视器。
That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach, and he told them many things in parables, saying,A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear.
当那一天，耶稣从房里走出来，坐在海边，有许多人到他那里聚集，他只得上船坐下，众人都站在岸上。他用比喻对他们讲许多道理，说：有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，飞鸟来吃尽了；有落在土浅石头地上的，土既不深，发苗最快，日头出来一晒，因为没有根，就枯干了；有落在荆棘里的。荆棘长起来，把它挤住了。又有落在好土里的，就结实，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的。有耳可听的，就应当听。
I used to think I was the good soul because I went to church.
我觉得我自己是好土，因为我就去教会。
I thought I was the good soul because I sometimes read my Bible.
我觉得我是好土，因为我有时候会读经。
I thought I was the good soil because I was nice to people.
我觉得我是好土，因为我对别人挺好的。
But Jesus points out the different types of soil.
但是耶稣基督叫我们指明了各种各样不同的土壤。
There are 4 types. There's the path.
有四种，有落在路旁的。
Rocky ground.
有落在土浅石头地上的。
The thorns.
有长满荆棘的。
And the good soil.
然后有好土的。
And Jesus explains what makes them different.
然后耶稣解释他们究竟不同在哪里。
As for what is sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what is sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30.
撒在荆棘里的就是人听了道, 后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能结实。撒在好地上呢，就是人听到明白了，后来结实，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的。
The thorny soil is the ones that are getting choked.
那些长满荆棘的地，它就会把那道挤住了。
You could imagine plants trying to grow.
你可以想象有些植物它想长起来。
But there are so many thorns.
但周围有太多的荆棘。
As the plant grows, so do the thorns.
那些植物在长，那些荆棘也在长。
The plant has nowhere to grow and dies.
那些植物就没有地方可以长，它就死了。
That's what the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches are.
所以那就是我是为了世上的思虑和那些钱财的迷惑。
And I realized that was me.
让我认识到那就是我自己。
I was mid-20s at the time.
我现在差不多是20多岁。
But I still realized that a lot of the things of the world were stopping me from growing.
但是我还是意识到世上有太多的东西可以阻挡我的成长。
I was too busy serving God because I had all these other things on my mind.
我脑子里有太多其他的顾虑，所以就阻挡我去侍奉神。
In my case, it was perhaps having fun.
对我来说，就是我想有些好玩的时候。
You see, I can serve God as long as I can also have fun with my own things.
如果我可以侍奉神，那就是我有时间去做我自己想做好玩的事。
I can serve God as long as I can also do what I want.
只要我能做我想做的，我也可以去侍奉神。
I can serve God as long as I don't need to give up anything.
只要我不能放弃我自己所要的东西，那我也可以去侍奉神。
I can serve God as long as I can chase my own dreams.
只要我能追随我自己的梦想，那我可能也去侍奉神。
But Jesus calls that the thorny soil.
但耶稣基督就说，那可是长满荆棘的地土。
You can grow for a while, but you get choked.
你可能会长一段时间，但是最后会被挤住。
You grow, but all these things keep you from growing.
你想长，但那些荆棘都阻挡你的成长。
And in the end, you're unfruitful.
最后你结不了实。
And what good is an unfruitful crop?
那如果是结不了实的那些庄稼又有什么用呢？
The Bible says that the axe is laid at the root of every tree.
圣经上就说，我们所有的行为其实都是我们从我们经历、从我们生命长出的所有的经历的一些知识根本。
And that trees that do not produce fruit are chopped down.
那些不能结实的树木就会被砍倒。
But the thorny soil already kills you.
而那些荆长满荆的地土早就把你给已经挤住了。
Because the good soil hears the word of God and obeys.
那些好的地土听到了神的道，而且遵从神的道。
And they produce more crop.
而且它长了更多的果实。
Are we like that?
那我们是不是是那样的地土呢？
Are we like the thorny soil that's so constricted by our own desires?
我们是不是那长满荆棘的地土，因为我们太多的私欲而受到了更多的限制？
Or are we the good crop that produces more crop?
而我们是或者我们是那好的地土，长出更多的果实。
Because that's what really hit me.
所以那才是我真正觉得太打击到我的地方。
That hit me again when I went to Whirlwind.
当我去到 Whirlwind 去短宣的时候，那想法再一次冒出来。
God really like broke my heart when I went to Nashville.
当我去 Nashville 去短宣的时候，神真正的伤到了我的心。
And I had to ask myself this question.
然后我就问自己这样一个问题
Am I too busy chasing after my own luxury to serve those in need?
那我是不是真正的其实在遵从在追随我自己想要的奢华的生活而去阻挡我去侍奉神
Is my own dreams more important than somebody's necessity?
是不是我自己的梦想比起他人的基本需要来得更重要
Another verse that really hit me was in 1 Timothy
然后另一段让我想起的经文就是在提摩太前书
Paul writes But godliness with contentment is great gain For we brought nothing into the world And we cannot take anything out of the world But if we have food and clothing With these will we be content But those who desire to be rich Fall into temptation Into a snare Into many senseless and harmless desires That plunge people into ruin and destruction For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith And pierced themselves with many pangs Fight the good fight of faith, but as for you, O man of God, flee these things, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, and gentleness.
所以在提摩太前书保罗写道，然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大力了， 因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。只要有衣有食，就当知足。但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，有许多愁苦把自己刺透了。但你这属神的人，要逃避这些事，追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。
I used to wonder, well, I need to work, right?
我有时候在想，但我得工作啊。
I need to do things so I can survive, right?
我必须做事，我才能够活下去。
I'm too busy trying to provide for my needs. I can't really go out and do other things.
我为了支持我自己的生活，我都太忙了，我怎么能顾到别人呢？
But what does Paul say?
那保罗说了什么？
Oops. Wrong button.But Paul says, if we have food and clothing, we should be content.
但保罗说，我们有衣有食，就当知足。
Notice that it's not a really big house.
我注意到我自己并没有一个很大的房子。
It's not about getting some really nice cars.
我可能不一个很棒的名车。
It's not about really fancy clothing.
我也不可能穿的非常精美的衣物。
If you have basic food and clothing, you should be content.
但如果我们有我们必要的衣和食，我们就当知足。
And I know that most of us live in Alpharetta and Johns Creek.
那我知道你们很多人都住在 Johns Creek 和 Alpharetta 这一带。
This is the richest area I've ever lived in.
这可能是我们附近住的最富足的一个区。
I used to go to high school in an inner city school.
我曾经在去一个不太富足的区去上中高中。
They had gang problems at that school.
那旁边还有一些不好的流氓团体。
One time they had to kick us out of school because there was a shooting down the street.
有一次他们必须把学校关了，因为校园有枪击的事件。
Here are people that have so many problems.
这里有人们还有很多的问题。
But we're so busy chasing after luxury that we cannot help them.
但是我们就是因为我们自己太忙了去追随我们奢华的生活，而没有时间去顾到他们。
Paul not only says that we should be content with what we have.
保罗说我们应该有为了我们所有的而知足。
But the desire for riches is very dangerous.
但是我们想要贪财的欲望是非常危险的。
He doesn't say riches are dangerous. He says the desire for riches.
他并没有说富足本身是危险的，而是贪财会是危险的。
Those who desire to be rich fall into temptation.
那些想要发财的人就会陷在迷惑里面。
Into a snare.
落在网罗里。
Many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction.
和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
That's such a powerful language.
这个话语是多么的有力量啊！
He does not say desire for riches is not a good thing.
他并没有说贪财这个欲望本身并没有什么大的问题。
He does not say, oh, it's not good.
这个事情并不太好。
He says it's a trap.
但他说这是一个网罗。
It's a snare.
是一个陷阱。
It will destroy you.
它会毁坏你。
It's like an animal that sees food in a trap.
就好像一个动物，猛兽，它看到了它网罗里的食物。
It thinks it's delicious food.
他看到那个美味的食物。
But when the animal gets in that trap, it's dead.
不管谁掉到里面都会必死。
And by the time the animal realizes, it's too late.
等那个动物意识到的时候，那就已经太晚了。
That's what riches are like.
那就像钱财一样。
The desire for riches will destroy you.
你贪恋钱财就会毁坏你。
How?
他怎么毁坏你呢？
Because I realize sometimes I'm too busy to chase after my luxury to serve God.
那是因为我有时候就意识到了。当我在追随我自己的奢华的生活方式的时候，我就没有时间去侍奉神。
I realize I'm too busy chasing after my own desire to serve Jesus Christ.
我就意识到我太忙了，我去追随我自己的私欲，而没有时间去侍奉神。
Paul says to live is Christ, to die is gain.
保罗说，我生是为了神，我死也是为了神得利。
When we chase after riches, we do neither.
如果我们是为了钱财去追随的话，我们什么都没有。两样都没有。
That's what the pursuit of riches does.
这就是我们追随钱财会给我们的下场。
What good is it for a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul?
如果我们赢得了全世界，我们失散了我们的灵魂，又怎样呢？
So many people fall into this trap.
太多人掉到这个陷阱里。
Notice that Paul says that it is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs.
所以怪不得保罗会说，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道， 用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
I started looking for a townhouse or house recently, a couple months ago.
他差不多几个月前开始去找一个 townhouse.
I remember one of the adults told me some advice.
然后有一个成年人就给他了一些建议。
House is a lot of work.
如果你要有大房子的话，那好多事情要做。
You have to mow the lawn.
你要割草。
You have to paint it.
你要油漆。
You got to pay insurance.
然后你要付保险。
Anything breaks, you have to fix.
如果任何事情坏了，你得自己修。
You need to do the plumbing.
然后你要做管道工。
It's a lot of work.
太多事情要做了。
And I thought about this question.
然后我就想了这个问题。
Do my possessions serve me, or do I serve my possessions?
那是我所拥有的我的财富来侍奉我呢，还是我去侍奉我的财富？
On one hand, we do need to maintain what we have.
一方面来说，我确实要支持我自己生活所需。
But do my possessions own me, or do I own them?
那到底是我欠我所有的，还是我所有的欠我的？
Because you can see how, you know, possessions can entrap us.
所以大家都可以看到，我们所拥有的财富有时候会多么的吸引我们。
I have to work so many hours at work.
我工作上面得花那么多的时间。
Because I need to maintain this level of living.
因为我必须要支持那么高水准的生活。
You know, you buy a nice car, so you need to pay more insurance, and then you need to worry about it even more.
如果你买的是名车的话，你当然就得付更高的保险，而且会担忧更多的事情。
You buy a nicer house, you have to get security. You have to always watch out for it.
如果你买了一个很好的大房子的话，当然你就会装很好的安全系统，然后有很多事会担心。
You have to paint more. You have to mow more lawn. You have to do all this work for your house.
你当然就会付更多的抵押贷款。就会要更大的一片草地，还有付更多的其他的资金。
In the end, the house owns you. You do not own the house.
其实到后来，其实好像这房子拥有了你，而不是你去用了那幢房子。
It's like the joke about the cat as a pet.
然后有人就开玩笑说，有一个这样一个笑话，讲猫是作为我们的宠物。
If aliens came down and saw how like people keep cats as pets, who would they think is the master?
如果说有个外星人来的话，看到我们在养一个猫做宠物，他会说：“到底谁是宠物呢？”
The humans are feeding it.
然后人去喂那个猫。
The humans have to take care of it.
然后人要照顾那个猫。
And the cat doesn't care.
然后那猫可能根本就不在乎。
So who's the master?
那到底谁是主人，谁是宠物呢？
That's how it is oftentimes with our material possessions.
然后再就是我们世上所有的一些物质的东西，其实跟我们一样的相同的处境。
We work so hard to get rich.
我们那么努力的工作想发财。
And it takes a lot more work to stay rich.
而且通过很多的努力才能达到那样。
And because of that, we end up serving riches instead of God.
结果就是我们去为了钱财，为了发财去努力，去侍奉，而不去侍奉神。
We become too busy trying to maintain this life that we cannot serve God.
我们太忙了，忙得要维持那样高水准的生活，而没有时间去侍奉神。
I mean, what if Jesus was like that?
假设如果是耶稣也像那样我们那样呢
？What if Jesus was I'm in heaven？
如果耶稣说我就在那个天堂上挺好的。
I'm too busy to come down and die for you。
我太忙了，我不可能下到地上来为你们受死。
I'm sorry, the streets are made out of gold. It's a lot of maintenance。
对不起，那天堂太好了，太多的金银和珠宝。
I gotta clean the big gates of pearl all the time, so I'm sorry。
对不起，我要清洁那个满有宝石的大门，我没有空来下来。
I wear robes of white linen here, so I need to wash them a lot.
所以我穿着精美的、洁白的、细麻的衣服，我得经常去洗，所以我没有空下来。
I'm sorry, I can't come down to die for you. Too busy.
对不起，我太忙了，我没时间下来为你们受死。
What if Christ treated us the way that we treat the poor?
试想，如果耶稣也像我们对待穷人那样来对待我们。
I'm sorry, I'm too busy for you.
对不起，我太忙了。
At Whirlwind, there's a lot of little children.
然后我们看到 Whirlwind 那里有很多的小孩。
That's not a child.
那个不是那个小孩。
But there's some boys that are really bad.
在那有些小男孩挺调皮的。
And originally I was kind of angry at them.
开始我对他们还真生气了。
But I realized.Well, who's there to help them?
但我意识到我们在那里去是帮助他们的。
I mean, on one hand, they're bad kids.
他们可能不是好小孩。
But we're the adults to help them.
但我们是在那里作为成人去帮助他们，向他们伸出援手。
It's so easy for me to say, that's a bad boy.
我可能很容易轻易的就说，那真是个坏小孩。
You're a bad kid.
你真不是个好小孩。
You're evil.
你甚至是邪恶的。
But,
但是
where am I to help and teach them?
但我在那儿不是要去教导他们，去帮助他们的吗？
Well, me sitting here and going, that kid is evil, will that make him better?
我可能会在这里轻易说，那个小孩太邪恶了，他不可能变好。
Will me trying to chase after my own dreams make that child a good kid?
那我可能是追随自己的梦想，那个小孩就能变好了吗？
Will me getting a bigger house make that kid a man of God?
是不是我有个更大的房子，那个小孩就会成为神的儿女呢？
Am I too busy to try to help this kid get godly?
那我是不是太忙了，没有办法让那小孩变得是敬虔属神的呢？
Am I too busy to teach this kid about Jesus?
那我是不是太忙，忙到没有时间去教他们神的道理呢？
Is getting a bigger house, going on vacation, more important than this child?
是不是有个更大的房子去度假比这小孩来的更重要呢？
Am I too busy for them?
是不是我对他们来说我太忙了？
So that's on the left is Jeffrey, on the right is Diego.
左边那个是 Jeffrey, 右边那个小孩叫 Diego.
They cause a lot of problems.
他们惹了不少麻烦。
There's also a lot more heartbreak at Whirlwind.
还有很多其他让人心碎的故事在 Whirlwind 短区发生。
There are three little girls.
有三个小女孩。
I think maybe like 5, 6, and 2 or something.
可能两岁、五岁、六岁那样。
And they stay with a lady who babysits them.
他们有一个保姆看着他们。
The reason is because their father's in jail.
为什么这样呢？是因为他的爸爸在监狱里。
I don't know why he's in jail.
我们不知道他爸爸为什么下了监。
It could be because he did something terrible or did something accidental.
他可能是故意或者无心的做了一些很不好的事情。
I don't know.
我们不知道。
But what I do know is that these girls don't have a father there for them.
但是我确信知道这些小女孩身边没有爸爸。
The mother has to work all day.
妈妈必须从早到晚的工作。
Just to provide food and shelter for her kids.
只是给他们孩子基本所需的一些日用饮食。
And it broke my heart.
那让我觉得太伤心了。
Are we too busy chasing after all these things to show them love?
我们是不是忙到没有时间去把我们的爱给他们呢？
It's not Michelle, it's a little Michelle, the little girl.
那个小小的女孩叫 Michelle.
That's one of the sisters.
这是 Michelle 的姐姐。
This is the other sister.
然后是 Michelle 的另一个姐姐。
That's her hanging off of Andrew.
他跟 Andrew 在一起玩。
So Andrew says, those two are my girls.
那 Andrew 说那两个就是我的小女儿了。
And then one day the little girl was like, I don't like Andrew.
那个小女孩说我不喜欢 Andrew 了。
And then Andrew said, why?
然后 Andrew 就痛苦地说为什么呀？
But these girls are so hungry for love.
但那些小女孩非常的渴望爱。
They're so hungry for somebody to love them.
渴望有人去爱他们。
And this is the baby.
然后那就是个 baby Michelle.
The baby's name is Estrella.
Oh, sorry. Maybe the name is Estrella.
It means star in Spanish.
在西班牙语是星星的意思。
You know, these three girls, they're all day, they're living with a babysitter.
这三个小女孩整天跟那个保姆在一起。
The mother's at work all day.
因为她妈妈需要整天的工作。
The father's in jail.
爸爸在监狱里。
Is it the girl's fault?
那是这小女孩的错吗？
I mean, if it was the girl's fault, maybe we could say, well, it's their fault.
如果真的是小女孩说，哦，没办法，这就是你的错了。
But it's not their fault.
但是这不是他们的错。
One time, one of the college kids and I went to their apartment.
有一次我和一个大学的小孩子一起去他们的公寓里去探访。
The little girl had warts on her fingers. Is it a wart?
Worms.
Yeah, wart. They just needed some medicine for something.
那些小女孩手上有一些伤口。
Anthony and I knocked on the door.
然后他们听到有人来敲门。
We looked in the window.
然后我们就从窗口里看过去。
I had to ask him, is this the right apartment? It's empty.
你确信这个是对的公寓吗？它里面几乎是空的。
The living room was completely empty.
那个起居室根本就是空的。
His mother works all day.
他的妈妈从早到晚工作。
Has to let her kids be babysat.
然后还有人去帮他看孩子。
And her tiny apartment is still empty.
而那个小小的公寓里面还是空的。
Are we too busy to help this family?
我们是不是太忙了，忙到没有帮助这样的家庭
？A question popped in my head.
我脑子想到这样一个问题。
When I was thinking about this.
我在想到这些时候，我就在想。
What if the child saw where we live?
如果其中一个孩子看到我们住的环境
That's always made me wonder.
说他可能就会想
Imagine one of the homeless people that we serve came over here.
我们或者正在想象一下如果我们所服侍的那些无家可归的人看到我们所居住的环境
Imagine if a whirlwind kid came and saw where we live.
就想象一下那些 whirlwind 的小朋友看到我们所居住的地方
What would they think?
他们会想些什么呢
You have so much!
因为有太多东西了
Your house is like 10 times as big as my apartment.
你们的房子可能是我供应十倍的大小。
You wear so many nice clothing.
你有太多太漂亮的衣服了。
You have such a nice car.
你们的车太棒了。
I live in this tiny apartment.
我住在那么狭小的一个公寓里。
There's nothing in it.
而且里面什么都
没有。My dad's in jail.
我的爸爸还在监狱里。
We have to ride taxis to go to Walmart.
我们必须坐出租车去 Walmart 买东西。
We collect donated clothing.
我们穿的是人家捐的衣服。
Are you too busy to help us?
然后你们太忙了，忙到没有办法帮我们吗
？And I thought, could we say that to a child's face?
我们有着胆量当着小孩的面说。
Could you look in that girl's eyes and say, "I'm too busy for you"?
你有可能看着那小孩，渴望眼睛，他说我太忙了。
I know your dad's in jail and your mom's always at work.
我知道你爸在监狱里，你妈整天工作。
But it's a lot of work to keep up this castle.
但是我要做很多事情才能让我继续在这个大城堡里头。
It takes a lot of work to make my life nice.
我必须做很多努力才能让我的生活变得美好。
It takes a lot of work for me to live at luxury.
我必须做很多努力让我能够过上这样奢侈的生活。
And you're not that important to me.
然后你对我来说无所谓。
Because I'd rather have this than help you.
我宁有做我想做的事情而不是来帮助你。
Because that is the real answer.
那才可能是你真实的一个回答。
We can say all these lies like, oh, we have all these things to do.
我们可能很能撒很多谎说啊我们可以为你做很多很多事情。
Oh, we have things.
哦我们有可能来帮助你。
But they're lies.
但那是谎言。
Because we're too busy living up here while they're just barely living down there.
我们太忙了忙到居住这么高水准的生活而他们却是在那个低谷里。
I remember this is the back of their apartment.
但是他们公寓背后的一个。
And they brought all their toys.
这是他们所有的玩具。
And it fit in that little container.
然后可以放在那么小的一个容器里面。
What do these kids have?
那些孩子到底有什么
？We have so much, but we're too busy for them.
我们有太多东西，而我们太忙了。
And think of that; those kids are so starving for love and anything.
那些孩子多么渴望爱和渴望一切所有的东西。
And it really broke my heart.
那个让我感到非常的伤心至极。
I think it froze again. But there's also a lot of kids that are.From Bangladesh.
那边还有很多小孩是从孟加拉国来的。
It's a small country next to India.
是在印度旁边一个非常小的国家。
It's kind of like toward, like pretty close to the western edge of China.
可能就像中国西部那么大小吧。
These kids that come over are primarily Muslim.
那些来小孩很多是从穆斯林的家庭来的。
They don't really know Jesus.
他们根本就不认识耶稣基督。
They've heard a little bit about Jesus.
他们非常少的听到耶稣基督。
But their parents don't know about Jesus.
他们的父母也不知道耶稣基督。
Their families don't know about Jesus.
他们整个家庭都不认识耶稣基督。
Their culture doesn't know about Jesus.
他们的文化也不认识耶稣基督。
As Paul said, how can they believe if they don't hear?
就像保罗所说，如果他们根本就没听到过，他们如何去相信呢
？And how can they hear if nobody preaches?
那如果没有人去向他们宣讲福音，他们怎么可能会听到呢
？Oh, I skipped a slide. But The baby, like so, the lady, there's a lady that babysits the three girls.
有一个女士，她帮忙看着三个小孩。
She also babysits about five or six other kids.
她还同时看其他五到六个小孩。
She has a little baby on the left.
你左边的那个是个小女孩，也是她看的。
The baby's name is Catalea.
那 baby 的 name 叫 Catalea.
She's about, I think, 6 months old.
可能差不多六个月大吧。
On the far right, that's her son.
然后在最右边是那个看。小孩的他的自己的儿子。
He has special needs.
他是一个特别残疾的小孩。
I think she said he was about 3 years old.
他应该有三岁大了。
He can't talk.
但他不能说话。
He can't walk.
不能走路。
He can barely move.
甚至几乎不能动。
He needs to get fed through a tube that goes into his body.
他必须有一个管道去跟他身体里喂食。
Here's a lady who has to take care of a baby and a special needs child.
就想这个女士她自己有一个特别的需要的小孩去照顾
But she's not too busy to babysit up to 8 kids a day
但她并没有说我太忙不能照顾其他八个小孩
I mean she has such a good reason to not
她可有非常充足的理由说我可以不做这些
I have a baby. I have a special needs child.
我有一个小小孩，我还有一个特别需要的小孩。
And I can barely make ends meet.
我根本就不能达到我生活基本的需要。
I can't take on those kids.
我根本就不能再带照顾其他孩子了。
But here's a lady who's got barely anything, but she still is not too busy.
可是就是这样的一女士，她自己几乎一无所有，但她还去照顾别人。
She takes care of all these kids.
她照顾所有这些孩子。
And here are some of the Bengali kids.
这就是那些从孟加拉过来的小孩。
They don't know Jesus.
他们不认识耶稣基督。
Their parents don't let them come out to our vacation Bible school program.
他们的父母其实不让他们出来参加我们的暑期圣经学校。
So we need to do extra and work around that to talk to them.
然后我们需要做些其他的努力来跟他们接近，然后跟他们沟通。
A lot of them believe in something totally different.
很多小孩子都是相信一些完全其不一样的其他的偶像。
They don't know that Jesus loves them.
他们不知道耶稣爱他们。
They don't know that Jesus died on the cross for their sins.
他们不知道耶稣为他们死在十字架上受死。
They don't know you don't have to work your way into heaven.
他们不知道他们需要去认识主，然后可以进入天堂。
Are we too busy to preach the gospel to them?
那么是不是太忙到没有办法向他们宣讲福音呢？
Are we too busy living our lives up here that we can't bring Jesus to them?
我们是不是太忙到维持我们那么高尚的生活，而没有时间去向他们去宣讲神的话？
Another question popped in my head when I was thinking about this.
我又想到另外一个问题。
What if they died and did not know Jesus?
假使他们死了却不认识主。
And they asked us a question.
让他们过来问我们一个问题。
Why don't you tell me about Jesus?
那你为什么不早点告诉我耶稣基督呢？
You had Jesus.
你有拥有耶稣基督。
You know where we live.
你知道我们住在哪里。
You know that we don't know Jesus.
你知道我们不认识耶稣基督。
Why don't you tell us about Jesus?
那你为什么不早点告诉我们耶稣基督呢？
Why don't you share about the gospel to us?
为什么不跟我们传讲福音呢？
Because now it's too late.
那现在太晚了，太迟了。
It's too late to help us anymore.
太迟了，你们都没办法帮到我们了。
Where were you?
你们到底在哪里？
Could you tell them I was too busy?
你可能告诉他们我太忙了。
I was too busy painting my house.
我太忙，我在油漆自己的房子。
I was too busy working so I can maintain this life of luxury.
我太忙，在忙工作，所以我可以维持这样奢侈的生活水准。
My comfortable life is more important than you knowing Jesus Christ.
我舒适惬意的生活比你认识耶稣基督来的更为重要。
I have weighed my priorities and picked me over you.
我衡量了一下，我还是选择了自己而不是你。
Because that's the truth.
那其实是事实的真相。
And then here are more little kids from Warwind.
这里还有另外一个小孩子从 Warwind 社区的。
Next to Anna are two little girls, another one named Anna, another one named Elizabeth.
在我们教会的那个 Anna 姐妹小姐妹旁边有一个叫 Anna, 一个叫 Elizabeth.
Last year they didn't know any English.
去年他们英语一点都不知道。
This year they know a little bit.
今年他们懂一点英语了。
But one thing really broke my heart when I was at Whirlwind.
但有件事让我在那时让我觉得非常的伤心。
I saw the little girl on the left, Anna, playing by herself.
我看到左边那个 Anna 那小女孩自己一个人在玩。
Here's a little five-year-old girl who's just playing by herself outside.
一个五岁的小女孩在外面自己一个人玩。
And she's by herself alone.
她就那么一个人孤单单的在那里。
And then I realized, well, we're at Whirlwind, she can play with us.
那我们去的话，她就可以跟我们一起玩。
While we're there, we can show them love.
我们在那时候就可以向他们显出我们的爱。
While we're there, we can say, I love you.
我们在那时候就可以跟他们说，我们爱你。
I can hold you.
我可以抱你。
I can play with you.
我可以跟你一起玩。
I can make you feel like somebody.
我会让你觉得你是重要的。
But what if we're not there?
但如果我们不在那儿呢？
I added up all the days we go to Whirlwind.
我不知道我们什么时候再去 Whirlwind.
It's less than 30 days of the year.
我们去那儿可能每年都不到三十天。
How about the other 11 months?
那其他十一个月呢？
Who's there to show her love?
那谁还会在那里向他们显出爱呢？
Who's there to show her affection?
谁会在那向他们显出真情呢？
You know, who's there to just show God's love to her?
谁会在那向他们显出神的爱呢？
Are we too busy to show God's love to these children?
我们是不是太忙了，忙到没有时间向那些孩子显出爱呢？
A lot of us, we collected a lot of donated goods before Whirlwind.
在我们去 Whirlwind 之前，我们收集了很多捐赠的衣物。
And then, we had so many boxes when we went there.
我们去的时候真的是好多箱子。
The people, like, took about two-thirds of it.
那些人大概差不多分了三分之二吧。
But to think these people were going crazy over our old clothes.
你们能想象那些人多么兴奋地疯狂地来领取我们带过去捐赠的衣物。
Look at this little girl on the left.
看那个左边那个小女孩。
She is so excited to get a used teddy bear.
你看她拿一个旧的小熊玩具多么的兴奋。
The little girl's name is Melissa.
那个小女孩叫 Melissa.
8 years old.
八岁。
She has an older sister named Barbara, 9 years old.
她有一个九岁的姐姐叫 Barbara.
And they live right across the parking lot from us at Whirlwind.
她们就住在我们当时住的停车场对面的一个公寓里。
She was so excited to get a used teddy bear.
她拿了一个旧的玩具熊都如此的兴奋开心。
I mean, how would you be excited to get a used teddy bear?
是像我们自己如果拿那个旧的玩具熊有那么兴奋吗？
But that's how much they have.
但是那就是他们所拥有的。
The one on the right is one of the children that the lady babysits.
左边那个小男孩就是那个女士照看的小孩中间的一个。
His name is Stevie.
他的名字叫 Stevie.
The babysitter was so excited to get all these clothes to give to the children she babysits.
那个女士特别兴奋看到这么多的衣物她可以分给她所照看的这些小孩子。
Afterwards, we let her go do the stuff again.
她就问我们什么时候能够再给他们一些东西。
She took over like a box of clothing.
她拿了一整盒的衣物。
Because she's so desperate to try to give things to the kids she babysits.
她非常渴望能给她照看的小孩更多的一些东西。
She's so desperate to give clothing to her own children.
她甚至渴望能够给她自己的小孩一些基本需要的衣物。
When we go there, a lot of times she's actually out at a thrift store.
我们去的时候，她可能经常在那个 grocery store.
A thrift store. It's kind of like a used item, like Goodwill.
在一个那个减价店里面。
She, the way that she provides for herself and those children is by going to the thrift store to buy used goods.
她维持她自己和其他小孩的生活的方式就是去那些减价店里买一些减价的旧的货品。
You know, there are families that they're so excited to get our leftovers.
所以她的家庭就是拿到一些旧的剩下的东西都如此的开心。
Are we too busy for them?
那我们是不是对他们来说我们自己太忙了？
Is living this life of luxury more important than giving them basic necessities?
我们自己忙得要维持这样奢侈的生活，而没有时间给他们一些基本的生活需要。
I think of the parable of Lazarus and the rich man.
我们讲到拉撒路那个比喻和富人的比喻。
Jesus tells a story.
耶稣说了这样一个故事。
There's a rich man who lives in luxury.
有一个生活非常富足奢靡的富人。
He wears fine clothing.
他穿着精美的衣服。
He eats like a feast every day.
他每天有大的宴席。
And there was a poor man named Lazarus who lived outside his gate.
然后有个穷人拉撒路就住在他的门外。
Day after day, he was hungry.
每一天，他都非常饥饿。
Day after day, he saw that a rich man was in there living his life of luxury.
每一天他都看到那个财主如此生活奢靡。
While the rich man feasted and lived the life.
然后那个财主沉浸在他的奢靡生活当中。
Lazarus was covered in sores.
然后拉撒路是把自己用泥土掩埋自己。
And dogs licked his wounds.
然后沉浸他自己所有的伤痛当中。
That's us.
那其实就是我们。
We're the rich man.
我们就像那财主。
We're the guy that lives in the gate.
我们就像那住在门里头那个富人。
We're the ones that wear the nice clothes and live the life of luxury.
我们就是那穿着精美衣服生活奢靡的人。
While there are kids in poverty so close to us.
然后就有那些非常困苦的小孩子其实就在我们身边。
I wish some of you were there to see how excited they were to get our used belongings.
我真希望你们有些人能够在那里亲眼看到那些小孩，看到我们这些旧的衣物，他们是多么的兴奋开心。
They were so excited to get clothes that we were done with and we gave to them.
我们觉得已经不能再穿，我们就想扔掉的衣服，他们却那么珍惜。
They were so happy to get so little.
他们是真的开心，就拿到那么少东西也那么开心。
Are we too busy living our life up here that we can't really go down and serve them?
我们是不是真的就是沉浸在我们自己如此高水准的生活，而无法屈就我们自己去照顾那些生活低迷的小孩子
？And this is only some of the children at Whirlwind.
那只是 Whirlwind 社区当中一部分的小孩子。
There are a lot more.
还有其他更多的小孩子。
And Azalea Place is only one of hundreds of apartment complexes in Atlanta.
那可能就在亚特兰大本地有一个公寓区，它就会有这样的小孩子。
Those three girls whose father is in jail, there's hundreds more of them in the area, Atlanta.
那个三个小女孩有爸爸在监狱里，可是，在亚特兰大本地就可能有几百个孩子，他们的爸爸在监狱里。
All those families that were desperate to get our used clothes, there's thousands of them in Atlanta.
那些渴望得到我们旧衣服的家庭，在亚特兰大本地就可能有几千、成千上万家。
I've only told you some of the stories.
我只是告诉你们其中一部分的故事。
And I only know a few stories.
我也只知道那么多。
Because there's actually so much more out there.
但其实有更多、更多。
It's even worse in New Mexico.
在新墨西哥州那里可能情况更糟。
For example, this is a little girl named Jasmine on the left.
左边那个是叫 Jasmine 的小女孩。
When I took this picture, she was 2 years old.
我拍张照的时候，她只有两岁。
She really liked me holding her. I held her a lot.
我实在非常喜欢抱她，我也经常抱她。
I used to, you know, blow in her stomach.
我甚至是在她肚子上吹着玩。
And after I did that several times,
我这样做了几次以后，
when I was holding her,
我抱着她，
I stopped because I got tired.
然后我停下，因为我太累了。
She grabbed my head.
然后她就抓着我的头，
and put it in her stomach.
然后把她放到她的肚子上。
I played with her so much that year.
然后她就觉得，哎呀，这样太好玩了，她就跟她继续做下去。
And to the right, it's either her aunt or her sister. I'm not sure.
那右边可能就是她的大姐姐吧，不太确定。
You see, in New Mexico, there's a lot of broken families.
在新墨西哥州有非常多的破碎的家庭。
There are a lot of teenage girls getting pregnant and having children.
有很多十几岁的青少年的小女孩未婚先孕了。
Well, then we went the next year after this. I tried to look for Jasmine.
然后下一年我希望能够看到 Jasmine.
I found out the family was split up.
我看不到 Jasmine, 因为我发现他们的家庭分开了。
The mom had taken some of the kids and moved somewhere else.
她妈妈带了一部分的孩子搬去别的地方。
I couldn't find Jasmine anymore.
然后她就再也找不到 Jasmine 了。
Are we too busy to help them?
我们是不是太忙，忙到没有办法去帮这些孩子？
There are all these teenage girls getting pregnant.
想想那些青少年的小女孩，她们未婚先孕。
There's all these problems there with families.
因为她们家庭有太多的问题。
Are we too busy trying to live in a mansion that we can't even teach these girls to respect themselves?
我们是不是沉浸在我们自己住的大豪宅里面，却没有办法去教这些女孩子自重自爱？
To teach them, you don't need to sleep with a guy to be somebody.
你可以去告诉他们，你不需要去跟别人去有关系、发生关系，然后才去养活自己。
And once they have children, are we too busy to teach them how to take care of children?
如果当他们真的生下他们的孩子的时候，我们是不是忙到没有时间去教他们如何去照顾他们的孩子？
They're too busy trying to find the love of all these boys.
他们太忙了，忙到要去找那些其他男孩子给他们一些爱。
But we're too busy to give them the love of Jesus.
而我们却没有时间去告诉他们神的爱在哪里。
We're too busy to give them the one thing that'll make them whole.
我们就没有时间去告诉他们有一件事可以让他们完全。
Our houses are too important for them.
我们的房子比起他们来说更重要吗？
Our vacations and our luxury are too important for them.
我们的度假、我们的奢靡比他们更重要吗？
My comfort is more important than that girl's self-esteem.
我的舒适惬意比那个小女孩的自重自爱更重要吗？
My life up here is too important for her life down here.
我的如此高尚的生活比他那低尚的生活来得更重要吗？
It's a Rochelle again. We saw her a year later on the left.
哦，左边那个小孩是我们一年以后又看到的一个。
When I saw her this year, I picked her up and I squeezed her really hard.
今年我看到她，我抱起来的时候就把她紧紧地抱起来了。
I told her, I'm going to squeeze you.
我说我要把你挤一挤了。
After a little bit, she ran away.
然后挤了她一会儿，她就跑开了。
I was talking to somebody a few minutes later.
然后他几分钟有跟其他一个人在交谈。
And then I hear a voice behind me.
然后我听到背后有个声音。
I turned around, it was her.
然后我转过身，哎，就是她。
She said, "You can't squeeze me. You can't squeeze me."
然后就跟他看说，你挤不到我了，你挤不到我了。
She wanted me to squeeze her some more.
然后他其实是更想被挤到。
And to the right is a little boy named Joseph.
右边是一个叫约瑟的小男孩。
He's obviously not a Native American.
他是一个印第安人。
He gets made fun of a lot.
他经常喜欢开玩笑。
I forgot exactly what, but I know his family has some messed up stuff.
我不记得确切的情况，但他们家庭这边有些问题。
At first, he tried to cause a lot of trouble.
一开始他想惹很多麻烦。
He acted out to get attention.
他老是捣乱，想引起注意。
But some of us got to reach out to him.
然后我们当中有些人就去接近他。
After we reached out to him and showed him love, he no longer acted out.
然后当我们接近他。给他爱的时候，他就不再捣乱了。
Once we showed him that he didn't need to fool around and goof off.To be loved, he stopped doing it.
当我们告诉他其实你不需要捣乱就可以得到爱的时候，他就不再捣乱了。
Here's a little boy that causes a lot of trouble just so that people will notice him.
这就是这样一个小男孩，他就想捣乱，然后引起别人的注意。
Where are we?
那我们在哪里呢？
One of the toughest parts when we go back to New Mexico, we have to wonder what kid will be there again.
当每次去新墨西哥州短期的时候，最大的难处就是说，
The little boy on the left picture and the bottom right with a lion face paint, his name is Victor.
左上角那个小图片的小男孩, 也就是右下角图片那个画, 狮子脸的小男孩,
he has a half brother. Oh, sorry.
他有一个弟兄,
half brother.
他有一个就是继父, 就是, 继父教育家庭的那个,
I think they have the same father but different mother.
他们是同父异母的弟兄.
And then we found out something.
然后我们就发现了一些事情.
Teresa found out that her mother only feeds his half-brother.
然后Teresa就发现她的这个继母呢,只是去喂养她自己的那个儿子.
The mother gives most of the food to Gabriel, not him.
那个妈妈把大部分的食物给了那个叫Gabriel的弟兄.
So he's always hungry.
So Victor经常是饿着的.
And he's really small for his age.
然后他对他的身材,对他的年龄来说,其实是非常小的.
We went back there again the next year.
我们第二年再去的时候,
and found out that Victor's mom had taken him somewhere.
然后发现Victor妈妈就已经搬走了。
It was too late for us to help him.
所以我们根本就太迟了, 没有办法再继续帮到他了。
Their kids are so much brokenness.
那些孩子生活当中有太多的破碎。
They have so many problems.
他们太多的问题。
And they need so little from us.
然后他们从我们得到的其实是很少。
But we're too busy to help them.
但我们却太忙, 没有办法去帮到他们。
We're too busy maintaining our lives of luxury to go out and give them basic needs.
我们太忙忙到了维持我们自己奢华的生活而没有去帮到他们一些基本的日用需要。
Bottom left is a little girl named Lily.
左边照片那个小女孩叫Lily.
The boy in the red is named Kanzai.
右边那个男孩叫Mahanzai.
We call him Sonic the Hedgehog.
我们就叫他是经常抓头的那个小男孩。
Because he loves the cartoon character, video game character.
他非常喜欢那个卡通人物。
To the left is their modular home.
右边那个,左边那个其实是他们住的那个活动房屋。
There's no glass in the windows.
那边都没有,几乎没有窗户。
They use cardboard from like soda can, you know, boxes.
他用那些易拉罐那些装的那些大纸箱作为窗户。
They have no electricity or running water.
没有电,没有自来水。
It stops like a long way from their house.
很多箱子都在他们的房子里。
They need to run everything off of batteries or candles.
他们很多时间都需要电池,需要蜡烛。
Every week, I think twice a week, they have to go to the mission and fill up big drums of water.
一周差不多两次,他们都要去一个地方去积很多的水。
That's where they get their drinking water, washing water, and bathing water.
那个水又用来吃,又用来洗,又用来洗澡。
They don't have electricity and water.
想一想,他们没有电,没有水。
Something so basic.
这是最最基本的一些日本需要。
Some of us are so busy trying to get a bigger TV. They don't even have electricity to plug a TV into. Some of us want to get a big swimming pool to swim around in. They don't have water to drink at their house. They have to ride the bus like an hour and a half to 2 hours in the morning to go to school.
他们一早大早要起来坐一个半小时到两个小时的车去上学。
And then at night or afternoon they have to ride another 2 hours to get back home.
然后每天下学要再坐两个小时的车回家。
And in the desert it snows a lot in the winter.
然后那个沙漠地带冬天的时候经常会下雪。
Kids are freezing just to go to school.
那些小孩就上学的路上就会感到非常的寒冷。
How important are they to us?
他们对我们来说到底有多少重要?
Can we tell them face to face, my luxury is more important than your necessity?
我们敢不敢面对面对他们说，我的奢侈比你的基本需要更重要。
My comfort is more important than your needs.
我的惬意比你的需要更重要。
I love me more than I love you.
我爱自己比爱你更多。
We spent one day in the park just talking to people.
我们有一天花了时间在公园里跟大家一起谈话。
And we shared a lot of the gospel too.
我们在那里分享了很多的福音。
And then I realized, why don't we do this more often?
我就意识到我们为什么不能再多做一些呢?
It was so simple and so effective.
很简单却非常有效。
And then God blessed us handsomely.
让神非常的祝福我们。
How many of us are too busy trying to get physical blessing that we ignore spiritual ones?
我们有多少人更期待在物体上、身体上的祝福，而不是在属灵上的祝福？
In the Bible, God says, when you become rich, you'll think you don't need me anymore.
经上曾经说到，如果我们变了富足以后，我们就可能不再需要其他的东西。
How many of us have really sought out God's will?
我们有多少人其实真的在寻求神的旨意？
How many of us have said to ourselves, I cannot do anything except with God's help?
有多少人会说, 如果没有神的帮助, 我什么事都不能做?
How many of us have said we're nothing without Jesus Christ?
有多少人会说, 如果没有神, 我什么都不是?
It doesn't matter how big our house is.
不在乎我们房子有多大,
it doesn't matter how high we are in our company.
不在乎我们在公司里权威有多高,
it doesn't matter how many leather seats our car has.
不在乎我们的车里面有多少个座位,
it doesn't matter how big our lawn is.
不在乎我们草坪有多大,
all that matters is Jesus Christ.
所有一切都是关乎主, 关乎耶稣基督,
or at least that's how it should be.
而且那是应该, 那是应该的。
There's some questions to ask. Are you the thorny soil?
那我们自问一下, 我们是不是就那长满荆棘的地土呢?
Are you being constricted and restricted by the desires of the world and riches?
你们是不是受到世上所有这些私欲而受到限制辖制?
Ask yourself, when is the last time you multiplied?
试问一下, 上一次能结出果子是什么时候?
When is the last time you spread the gospel?
上一次你分享福音是什么时候?
When is the last time you sacrificed for somebody else?
上一次你为了他人牺牲是什么时候?
Like the widow and her two pennies.
就像那个寡妇她的两个小钱。
Jesus and his disciples sat watching the temple.
耶稣和他的门徒在那个圣殿里。
There's all these Pharisees that put in large bags of money into the temple box.
那个财主把他很多剩下的零钱很响地放到那个
A poor widow had only two pennies.
而那个寡妇只有两个小钱。
That's all she could put in there.
那是她所有的, 她就放进了里面。
And Jesus said, this widow has put in more than all the other people.
然后耶稣就说, 这个寡妇给了她所有的, 比其他所有的人都来得多。
Because she gave out of her poverty.
因为她出自贫穷, 人就把倾尽所有。
She sacrificed.
她牺牲了自己。
The other rich Pharisees, they didn't sacrifice.
而那个富有的玛利赛人,
they made sure they can live up here. I'll only give God as long as I can live up here. I'll give God my leftovers, but I just need to live up here. But a widow who had only two pennies still gave it up. Are you the thorny soil? Do your possessions work for you or do you work for your possessions? Sometimes I watch teenage kids and sometimes they do strange things. Sometimes you see kids with sneakers. Like basketball shoes.
Oh, 对不起, 有些小孩很喜欢运动鞋, 就像篮球鞋。
And it's funny because they spend like $120 on basketball shoes.
他们可能会花120块钱去买那个运动鞋。
But they don't play basketball in it.
但是其实根本就不打篮球。
Because the basketball shoes are too expensive to play basketball in.
那些打篮球的鞋其实可能太贵了, 他都不舍得穿着去打篮球。
And everything that happens, they go, oh no, oh no.
如果有些事情的时候发生的话, 就先看看自己的鞋有没有坏。
With my sports shoes, I don't care.
如果是我穿的普通鞋, 我根本就不在乎。
I bought these sports shoes so that I could mess them up.
我买那些比较价钱便宜的鞋, 我所以就可以随便的穿。
My shoes serve me, I don't serve my shoes.
我的鞋为我服务, 而不是我为我的鞋服务。
The shoes don't own me, I own them.
鞋不并不是我的主人, 我是鞋的主人。
Do your possessions own you, or do you own them?
所以你所有的是你的主人, 还是你是你所拥有的主人?
Do your possessions help you serve God, or do you serve them instead?
你所拥有的